cracking the code on how you can optimize, personalize, and monetize your app marketing and mobile growth efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence, hosted by Peggy Ann Saltz. Peggy, a top 30 mobile marketing influencer, 9-time author, and content strategist, brings you her pick of tech, trends, guests, and cool stuff to help you drive growth and create deep connections with your customers. Now, prepare to get motivated and activated with our host.
Hello, and welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, where I plan, produce, and promote content that allows my clients to reach performance goals and scale growth. And of course, growth and mobile is what it's about here, because we cover both at Mobile Presence: how to grow your mobile app or audience through tech, through tools, how to engage your audience. And of course, a lot of this growth that we're looking at in the industry is really about games. I mean, currently I'm knee deep in research as I do my next white paper, a survival guide for app marketers, and I'm looking at Apptopia data, which is very exciting. And it tells me that games are the new apps, they outnumber all the other categories of apps by 2x. On Google Play alone. So it's tons of apps in the game category, and that means loads of competition and renewed interest on ways to make monetization work. And video works. It's ready for prime time for sure, and studies I've been looking at, 80% of users are open to engaging with a video ad in-game. Less than 1 in 10 developers saw retention drop after showing video ads. So it's clearly the industry's hottest revenue generator. And that's why we have our guest today. He's going to tell us how you can get the most mileage out of video ads. So we have Saurabh Bhatia. He is CEO and founder of Chocolate. Saurabh, it's great to have you here.
Peggy, it's great to be here. And I'm excited to share and talk to you a little bit more about mobile and video.
Absolutely. And of course, you can do that because Chocolate is a leading mobile video advertising company. I've read a lot about, of course, your company. We all know it. It's a rebrand of a friend we have in the industry long, long time. Tell me a little bit about Chocolate.
Yeah. So Chocolate is the mobile video advertising platform. And as part of the Chocolate platform, we offer the opportunity for the game developers and app developers to generate revenue using video advertising as their primary tool. And mm-hmm. as part of this offering, we offer what in the industry is commonly known as the mediation platform. You can think of it as one solution that helps game developers and app developers manage their entire revenue cycle when it comes to monetization.
And you have also your Chocolate Marketplace. What's that?
So Chocolate Marketplace is the advertiser-facing product under the Chocolate umbrella. So in the Chocolate Marketplace, we make available the supply that the game developers bring to us for the developers to bid on that supply and to run their ads. So think of us, if you want to have an example, you have Amazon Marketplace where the buyers go and buy the stuff. And at the back end is the Amazon supply platform where all the suppliers supply and the products are managed. So Chocolate mm-hmm. Mediation Platform is the back end where the game developers manage their entire portfolio of apps and how they want to monetize it. And Marketplace is the interface by which the advertiser connect with this supply, and it all happens in real time.
And just as an aside, great rebrand, Chocolate, great name, definitely one we will remember in the industry. Tell me a little bit about what we need to know about video. I mean, I shared some data at the top because I'm working on a paper, so I'm looking at the data, and it all says, this is it, mobile ad video, rewarded ads, video ads, it's hot. That's what I'm seeing. What are you seeing at Chocolate?
So I think one of the most important and the relevant trends that we are seeing and over a period of last few months, and it's going to continue for at least next 5 years, is the absolute explosion of video advertising when it comes to the gaming ecosystem. historically, the game developers have used three primary ways of monetizing their apps. One was you pay for an app. The second model is in-app purchase. And the third one is in-app advertising. Now, during the last 12 months, and you can include 2017 and 2018, advertising has emerged as the number one source of revenue generation and revenue monetization for game developers when you look at the broad ecosystem. And the most important trend when it comes to in-app monetization via advertising is the video. What we have witnessed is historically, like the banners used to be the primary mode for monetization, and we conducted a research which showed us some amazing data that 80% of, more than 80% of game developers that are relying on banners and not using video are not satisfied with the revenue that they are making. And that is the massive, massive trend shift that has happened in the last 12 to 24 months.
I mean, that really is massive, and that speaks volumes, literally. I mean, let's talk for just a moment. You know, you as an expert, you as the CEO of your company, you're watching the big picture. It would be interesting to hear from you what you think the drivers are. I mean, yes, we agree. They are dissatisfied with other models. You know, video is the one. But what makes it resonate with the players, with the users? What do you think the attraction is?
So I think there are two fundamental driving force behind the explosive growth of the video. One is the shift and the change in the user behavior over a period of last couple of years. Users have become more and more accustomed to watching and consuming video content in all forms. And when I say you have over-the-top video, you have Netflix, you have Hulu, they are cable cutters. And mobile has become the primary device of consumption, both for in-app gaming as well as video. Now, what that means, with the social media, with Facebook, Instagram, and all this video consumption, they are a lot more acceptable. They're a lot more accepting the video ads that are happening in the games. The side effect of that is they've also accepted this fact, and they have understood that, look, I am playing a game, and what the app developers or game developers have done, something really, really smart, is that they have associated certain rewards with watching these video ads. And these rewards could be a virtual currency. These rewards could be extra life or time or things like that. So there is an incentive also for the user to watch the ad. And they have become used to this this experience. The second driver of this phenomenal trend is the power of video itself. All the brand advertisers and the performance advertisers, what they have realized is that it's not only just television or desktop where video ads work. Video works everywhere. And I use a saying that if picture is worth 1,000 words, then video is worth 1,000,000. Mm-hmm. And in 15 seconds, if they have the power to deliver a message worth of 1,000,000 words or an emotion, it is extremely valuable for them. And they are realizing that the video ads are performing much better than the other ways of advertisement on this device. So the marketers are putting their dollars behind where they are seeing their return of investment, because consumers are liking that. And I always say it's the end users that drive the trend, and marketers always follow the end user. And that's what we are seeing with video.
I'm just curious, could you give me an idea of just in ballpark figure, you know, it's well worth the effort, but what would be like the approximate uplift? Is there a range of saying if you use, you know, mobile video, you can expect, you know, this range of uplift, something between, you know, anywhere from 10 to 40%, you know, some sort of range there to get people excited about the opportunity. Because yes, it does resonate with the audience, but what does it generate in way of revenue?
So let me say that without a single iota of doubt,
okay.
if you are a game developer and you have never done video advertising in your games and your games are ready for that, you have done only banner advertising, you are guaranteed to generate at least 50% growth in revenue. And there are multiple cases. In fact, I can say majority of the cases, the growth will be more than 100%. And in some cases, it's almost unbelievable that 500 to 700% as well. But you can clearly say majority of the game developers will see that their revenue will double.
I mean, I'm speechless here because I'm thinking that's the first time I've heard it that clearly stated. So, you know, Saurabh, that's great right there. But just the numbers, I mean, it is astounding. I wasn't thinking that it was going to be 50% or more. That's a good reason to get on board, certainly.
Yes. And to further substantiate that fact, it's a very simple trend. If you look at the overall advertising pie that goes in the hands of game developers, what we are seeing is video is between 60 to 70% plus of the share. So, and if you have not done video, then you are losing out on that pie. Simple. You are only swimming in 15 to 20% of the banner space. And the reality is that that space is shrinking fast and it's disappearing. There are hundreds and thousands of games that have made the decision and said, we will no longer do banner advertising. We will only go ahead and do video advertising or rewarded video. And from a user perspective, there is one very interesting fact is that the video ads are also being positioned strategically during the like when you have lost a lives or you are in a transition, actual gaming experience. So if you know, or if you have are playing, and if you play games in which banner ads are appearing, typically they end up appearing when the user is in the game mode in most of the cases, and which is not the greatest of experience. So that's mm-hmm. another incentive for you to move towards video, because in a better user experience. And funny enough, you can go ahead and do research online as well, that there are game developers who have done this test that once they introduced video advertising, and after a few months they decided, okay, let me remove the video advertising and the rewards associated with it and just go back to banner or go back to in-app purchase. There, the users have revolted because they've started to enjoy that little break. They've started to enjoy that experience. And once you take away those rewards, they are like, no, we want our rewards back. We want our video ads back. So it's a win-win.
That's
ecosystem.
Fascinating. I was just going to say that's fascinating. I could just imagine, you know, the backlash. You know, I want my video ads back. And I mean, that's a way to monetize your game. How can that be better? You know, what's cooler than that? But I do want to be talking about, you know, now that we are excited about the opportunity, what do we need to do to really embrace it? What do we need to do to execute it? You know, it is a jungle of terminology out there once you really start to get your head around exchanges and in-app bidding and in-app header bidding, rather, and a number of other things. So I'll have to stop you right there. But listeners, don't go away, because when we get back, we will talk about how you can really make money for your app with mobile video. So don't go away. We'll be back after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Content Marketing World 2018 comes to Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th through the 7th. Learn more at contentmarketingworld.com. Content Marketing World 2018 is the one event where you will learn and network with the best and brightest in the content marketing industry. Content Marketing World will have over 120 sessions and workshops presented by the leading brand marketers and experts from around the world, covering strategy, storytelling, ROI, demand generation, AI, and more. Leave Cleveland with all the materials you need to build a content marketing plan that will grow your business and inspire your audience. Save $100 off of registration using promo code RADIO100. That's radio and the number 100. Don't miss Content Marketing World 2018 in Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th through the 7th. Register now at contentmarketingworld.com. The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for its 7th annual International Mobile Web Award Competition. This award program is an opportunity for mobile developers to demonstrate their expertise in this growing medium. It recognizes the individual and team achievements of web professionals all over the world who create and maintain outstanding responsive and mobile websites and mobile applications. Deadline for entry is September 28, 2018. Submit your entry today at www.mobile-webaward.org. That's mobile-webaward.org. There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. Webmasterradio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the webmasterradio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing, thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, and we have today Sarah Bhatia. He is CEO and co-founder of Chocolate, a leading mobile video advertising platform and company. And Sarah, before the break, we were talking about that wonderful, amazing opportunity, really whetting people's appetite for this, not to play on the pun here of you being the co-founder of Chocolate, but it is mouthwatering, right? indeed, you picked a good one. It's something we all want to get in on. How do we start?
Absolutely. So what I can do is I can share three simple takeaways. And if you are a game developer and you want to improve your revenue, you want to double your revenue, just remember these three facts, and I think you will be in a good place. Number one, which we have touched upon, video is your friend. So the first thing that you need to do is figure out where and how to put a video ad in your game. And it's pretty easy. You can figure out what are the rewards that you are offering to the end user, and you can insert a video ad there. So the first key takeaway is you want to make money, switch to video advertising. The second takeaway is extremely important and valuable for you as a game developer. Do not try to do all of or try to figure out the complex ecosystem of advertising on your own, because there are so many things to learn, be it which ad networks to work with, what should be my CPM or the revenue rates, And whether it's performing well or not, how do I optimize? How do I change this on a daily basis? So there are hundreds of things that go around that makes a successful app that runs video advertising. What you need to do is pick up the right partner. And when I say right partner, the technical term or the one term that you need to remember is you need to have a mediation platform. As I mentioned, Chocolate is one of the mediation platform that is out there. What does a mediation platform does? The job of a mediation platform is to take all the effort and all the complexities that are associated with monetization and manage it on your behalf. That is what that software does. That is what that solution does. And you need to pick a partner that's right for you. So the number one was pick the video ads. Number two is include a mediation platform in your app. And I'm telling you, we have done studies and the data is crystal clear. The app developers that work with just one ad network or try to do on their own, only, in fact, less than 30% of them are satisfied with the results. And what we have also found on the other side is that majority of the app developers are right now considering switching to a mediation platform if they have already not done it. So that's the second takeaway.
And I mean, to your point there, I just want to interject for a moment. You know, to your point is also that when we're talking about small or indie, even mid-size studios, yeah. You know, it's a lot of effort. It's a huge team to come up with your own approach to advertising, you know, and think about this and work it in-house. So to your point about the mediation, that works for a lot of indies, I would imagine, because it takes out a lot of that heavy lifting, right?
I could not agree with you more, and I will actually use one simple example to prove this point. Whether you're a small studio, indie, or even a mid-sized studio, you decide, I want to monetize my app, I want to use video, and I want to work with some ad networks or demand partners. And I'll take examples of few of the giants, be it Facebook ad network or be it Google ad network. There is no one that you can actually speak with if things go wrong. You have to do everything on your own. And I'm telling you, it is a absolutely complex ecosystem with advertisers, brands, and there are like 100 other technical terms that I can throw. Imagine you have a friend, imagine you have a solution, imagine you have a partner whose success is completely dependent on you making more money. And that is what a mediation platform's true job is. So if you're planning to do monetization through ads, do not do it alone. Have a partner that can help you navigate this ecosystem better.
And how is that? I was going to ask you, how is that? Maybe you have some questions to ask of a mediation platform, because you mentioned, of course, you are one. There are others out there, be fair, but it's a question of choice. It's a question of match. Are there maybe some key questions in a checklist to find the right partner for you? I mean, it's almost like dating. You really have to find the right fit. Otherwise, you're going to regret it. And, you know, different companies need different things. Different studios will want or need different aspects, you know, different factors that play in their favor here. What would be a checklist, do you think?
So as you rightly said, different studios may have different needs, but I can say one thing that you gotta absolutely consider is the support. And when I say support, is that is your partner just providing you a software solution and leaving you on your own? Or is the partner willing to commit to you to have a support available through calls or Skype or whichever ways? Because what I have realized is that no matter how good or bad a solution is, if you are a developer and you are integrating a new solution or a new update comes, sometimes things get stuck. And then you should have the ability to reach out to someone who can provide you that support. So I would say support is extremely important. The next important thing is, which I call universal auction or in-app header bidding, because that is the future. If you are a game developer, if you are an app developer and you are picking a mediation solution, please go ahead and pick the solution that offers you in-app header bidding. I know this is a technical term. It can get really complicated, but I'll make things simple by using example from a different industry.
I exactly wanted to do that. I want to interject because our listeners might be saying in-app header bidding. I've been hearing about it at shows, conferences, but let's have a little bit of a crash course right now, shall we? What is it?
Yes. So I'll explain in very simple terms the in-app header bidding or universal auction or unified auction. These are the different names which are used to refer the ability of a mediation platform to offer you multiple ads at the same instance so that you can pick, or the software picks, the ad that is offering you highest CPM or most money. Historically, historically, what used to happen was that you are an app developer, you are monetizing your app through ads, you would include one demand partner or a second demand partner, and you would say, okay, demand partner one gave me more money last month, so I will give him the first priority to serve an ad. If he does not have an ad, then I will go to demand partner two. That was the historical way in which the ecosystem worked. And it was fine in the beginning. But now, that is an obsolete technology. That is an inefficient way of doing things. And I'm sorry to say that at this particular point of time, almost 75 to 80% of app developers are still stuck with this old technology or old methodology. The new way, or the way of the future, is to have the ability for you to pick the ad for that specific user, for that specific instance, from the demand partner that is willing to offer you the highest price at that very moment. And that is what the in-app header bidding does. It can lead to anywhere from 15 to 20% revenue lift on an easy basis, to all the way up to maybe 70, 80% lift in your revenue, because in-app header bidding allows you to work with multiple demand partners without having the worry of optimization, without having to worry who should be my partner one, without having to manually wheel and deal and figure things out. It is the software that does the job. To give you simple example, if you look at the stock market, and would you go ahead and, let's say one stock was performing really well last month, but today the stock is not performing well. Would you go ahead and buy that stock just because it did well last month on last month's price? Or would you rather look at the price that is going on live as of today? Obvious answer is what is happening today and the real time, that is what is important. Because today, the demand partner or the advertiser, which last month did not have the marketing budget, but this month they have huge budget, and that budget went live today, they may be offering you twice the rate. But would you not rather have that price available to you as against going back and looking at the historical data and working with someone who last month or even last week provided you a higher rate? So that, in the simple words, is what universal auction or in-app header bidding does. To give you parallel example with the automobile industry.
Well, I have to just interrupt you for a moment, because to your point, you know, the time is now for in-app header bidding, but we've also run out of time just for a moment here, so I do need to go to break. But listeners, don't go away, because as you can tell, we're into a great discussion. When we get back, we'll talk about in-app header bidding, we'll answer all your questions, and we'll equip you with what you need to make money with your app, as I said, through mobile video advertising. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
WebmasterRadio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we are back here at Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz, with Mobile Groove. And we have today Sarah Bhatia. He is CEO and co-founder of Chocolate. And Sarah, I have to say, right before the break, you were really making some extremely good points about in-app header bidding. I mean, I love the example where you said, you know, it's like the stock exchange. Would you say, I'm going to buy a stock now that was doing well, you know, last week, last month? And obviously the answer is no. But in your vision of what in-app header bidding is and can be, what other industries do you draw from for examples?
So I'll give you the example of which is pretty much relevant and in the minds of most of the people is the automobile industry. For a very long time, it was unchallenged with the gasoline engines. But now we are seeing the massive progress being made by the electric cars or the electric vehicles. And if you go out and ask 100 people out there who know a bit of cars, that 20 years from now, what do you think is where the future is headed? And the answer would be inequivocally that the future belongs to the electric cars. That is becoming crystal clear with each passing day. Having said that, it is still true a fact that 95% of the cars still run on gasoline, but that does not mean that will be the future. And that is what we are talking about with regards to the in-app header bidding. The historical way, which was one by one manual selection, or which was many app developers call the waterfall method of selection, is the old way of doing things. As of today, as a majority of the app developers, and the number could be between 80 to 90% or even more, are still relying on this method for monetization. Mm-hmm. But the future belongs to in-app header bidding or universal auction, as it is called, because of the massive efficiency that it brings and because that's the right thing to do. And that's what I wanted to drive the point, that just because majority of the people are stuck with the old way, that does not mean that it will be the way for the future. Go ahead.
I was going to say, to your point, I've been hearing a lot about that debate out there. You know, waterfall, yes, no, outdated, yes, no. I mean, it is a debate out there and very interesting one to follow, as is the rise of in-app header bidding. We're getting people excited on this show thinking, yes, you know, it does have benefits for me as an app developer, but it's also coming. It's not yet full-fledged here, full scale. So maybe you can give me an idea about, where is it? Where can I find it? How can I get involved as an app developer? Because there are certain companies have it and certain companies don't.
That's a great question. And the answer to that question, the first part is in-app header bidding or universal auction is there, out there right now. You are a game developer, you are an app developer, you can go and find partners that offer this technology or this capability to you. So that debate is no longer there, that whether it is there or it is coming, it is already arrived. Now, the second part is that there are solution providers and there are companies that offer this. There are companies who don't offer this. And the third group is the companies who are in between this stage, that they may say, hey, we do offer something similar to in-app header bidding, or we do offer something like that. But you have to do your research. You have to spend that extra 5-10 minutes talking to the company, understanding the solution before making your decision. But there is no doubt that, and we are one of the players, and there are others as well, who offer this capability out there in the market as of today.
I love the point and couldn't hope for a better segue, Sarah, because you say you have to do your homework, you have to talk to the companies, you have to find out what they offer. You know, it's a matter of game developers, app developers taking this into their own hands. Of course, how would they do that with you? How would they get in touch with you? How would they get in touch with Chocolate to find out more about, you know, what you're offering or how you're doing it? What would be the best way?
So I think the easiest way is if you go visit chocolateplatform.com, fill up a form, and expect your response same day.
Mm-hmm. And with you personally, what's the best way? Would it be, LinkedIn or anywhere else out there?
So you can absolutely reach out to me on my email address. I am absolutely available, saurabh@chocolateplatform.com. And I love talking to developers because that's why I am into this. I love the passion of making something new. So that's the way to reach to me.
Well, that's amazing, Sarah. But I have to say, it is absolutely contagious because you've got me excited now about finding out more about this. I'm obviously not a developer, but I want to find out more about the future of where, you know, advertising is going. I'd love to have you back on the show again. So I hope that you would consider that and, bring some of your research, some of the amazing stuff you're finding out over at Chocolate. Bring that with you next time, if that's what you wouldn't mind doing.
Absolutely. I would love to be back on the show, and maybe next time we would do it in person, and I'll also bring chocolate branded chocolates for you.
Oh, there you go. Now that's an offer. That's definitely an offer. So you've convinced me. And listeners, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor in Mobile Presence, then you can email me Peggy@mobilegroove.com, where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And that, my friends, is a wrap of yet another amazing episode of Mobile Presence. I have to say, this was one of my favorites. You can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.